Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Chaim. Eli Nishmas of Avraham Ben Eliyahu Aryeh. And the Kedoshim, and Hashemis, the Kedoshim of those who were brutally murdered this past Friday night. Hashem Yikom Domam. This week is the week of Purim. Yemei HaPurim Ha'Eila begin this week. As we know, starting tomorrow night, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Hesvav, those are the 5 days of Purim, the days that the Megillah is read, that could be read, we don't do it today, but the days that the Mishnah says, Megillah Nekras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Yud Hesvav, Tainus Esther is Thursday, Yud Aleph Adar, and Shabbos is Parshas Tzav, Parshas Zohar, the only Kriya that's Min HaTorah, and it's also Yud Gimel Adar, which is the day that the Megillah repeats over and over again to be ready for. Liyos Asidim LaYoyim Hazeh, that everyone should be prepared for the future, this date, Yud Gimel Adar, which was supposed to be a day of sadness, a day of mourning, turns out to be a day of joy. Sosayim the Simcha, that's Yud Gimel Adar, which this year is Shabbos, which takes us right into the Yom Tov of Purim. Normally, in a Shana Pshuta, the parasha before Purim is Tetzava. In a Shana Meuberes, it's Tzav, which Tetzava and Tzav both really mean the same thing. The shoyrish of the word tetzava is tzav, and more so, a lot of what is discussed in this week's parasha is a repeat of parasha's tetzava. Specifically, beginning revi'i till the end of the parasha, where the Torah talks about the shivas yemei hamiluim, and the actual miluim where it takes place, the asiya, the mashicha, and the karbonos that Moshe Rabbeinu, who serves as Kohen Gadol during these 7 days, takes place here at the end of Parshas Tzav. In Tetzava, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do it, and in Tzav, this week's parasha, he does it. The parasha ends off telling us that Kasha Osa Bayoim Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasa Is L'chaper Aleichem, that just like there were 7 days of Miluim, and every one of these days Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to go through the procedures here of bringing a bull and 2 rams and matzos and donning Aaron and his sons with the big day kahuna, inaugurating them into the kahuna, anointing them with the Shem and HaMishcha. So too, says the Pasuk, Siva Hashem La'asois L'chaper Aleichem. Says Rashi, Rabbeisenu Dorshu, the Gemara learns out in Yuma that La'asois Zeh Ma'aseh Pora and L'chaper Zeh Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim, that just like there was a 7 day inauguration period here to initiate Aaron and his sons into the kahuna, so too there's a 7 day preparation before Yom Kippur. As we know, the first Mishnah in Yuma, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Afrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beisai L'dishkas Palhedrin, and there's also a 7 day preparation for the Kohen who burns the Para Aduma, V'chein HaKohen HaSarif HaSapora. And this year, we learn about this as we prepare for Purim. What's the connection between Purim, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Yom Kippur, and Para, and Parshas Tzav, which this year is the Shabbos in which the Yemei HaPurim begin and continue into the next week, which is the first day of the week of Parshas Shemini. The first day of Parshas Shemini, which is the day of Purim itself, is where we learn about the 8th day of the Miluim, Vayihi Bayom HaShemini Kara Moshe, which is a continuation of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim in Parshas Tzav. And this is not discussed in Parshas Tetzava. We are told about it in Pekudei, so in Hashana Pshuta, we don't read this Purim time. Anything about the Yom HaShemini. We read about the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim in Tetzava, but in the Shana Meuberes, we also get to sort of chaperayim to grab, and also about the Shemini LaMiluim, the 8th day, when the Shechina comes down where Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, V'yera Aleichem Kvod Hashem, Ki Hayom Hashem Nira Aleichem. Today is the day that Hashem is going to appear to you. And on that day which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yom Shmini Lamiluim, we read this for those who have the minhag to read every day the portion of Chumash of that day. Then it comes out that Sunday, this coming Sunday, which is Purim, we read from the beginning of Shmini till Sheni. We continue learning about the Yimei HaMiluim and the Yom HaShmini LaMiluim. So what's the connection to Purim? The parasha begins with the mitzvah of Haromas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen, Hotzoas Hadeshen, the removal of the ashes. There was the Trumas Hadeshen that was done every day, and there was the Hotzoas Hadeshen that was done only after the ashes piled too high and they had to remove it from the Mizbeach. And the Torah tells us, Tzaves Aharon v'yazbon of Leim, Zoyz Toiras ha'oila, hi ha'oila al-moikda al-ha-mizbeach, kol ha'layla ad-ha-boiker. And here Rashi tells us from the Gemara in Megillah, also mentioned in the first Mishnah in Brachos, the first Mishnah in Shas, that hekter chalovim ve'evorim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, are permitted all night long. They're kosher kol ha'layla. In fact, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, says the Yerushalmi, is by night. It was done very early in the morning, but there were times that it was done in the middle of the night. As the Mishnah says in Yuma, Yom Kippur, for example, it was done midnight. Every Yom Tif, it was done in the latter part of the night, but it was done during the night time most of the time. So by the time it was morning already, the Deshen was removed. These are mitzvahs that were done at night, which is unusual. Most mitzvahs are performed by day. Purim, we find also that Chazal instituted that we read the Megillah by night and by day. We don't find that by Chanukah. By Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light the menorah at night, and that's it, by night. There's no mitzvah to light the menorah by day. Purim, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah by night and by day, and the chiddush of reading the Megillah by night, says the Imrei Emes, is because normally we do not read Torah Shebiksav at night. Torah Shebiksav is during the day, and Torah Shebaal Peh is at night. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew when he was in Shammai, and when it was day and night, says the Tanchuma and Kisisa, because he learned with Hashem Torah Shebiksav by day, and Torah Shebaal Peh at night. Many tzaddikim were very makbid not even to say Tehillim at night, not to be Mavasedra at night, unless one does it with Mefarshim, except Thursday night, some say Friday night, but different minhagim, the Berhetiv brings it down. Says the Imrei Emes, that the Gemara tells us that a Navi is not allowed to be Poches or to be Mosif on the Torah. And the Gemara brings down there, except for Mikra Megillah. So we know Mikra Megillah is sort of a Hysofa. How is it a decrease? What's the poches? How is Mikra Megillah a poches? How is it sort of a violation? Says the Imrei Emes, because we don't read Torah Shebiksav at night. Yet here we do. The Imrei Emes says it in Masechet Megillah. And the reason for this is because Purim is a nighttime Yom Tov, although it's of course there are mitzvahs to do by day. In fact, most of the mitzvahs we do by day. Mikra Megillah, Matanis Levyonim, Mishloach Manos have to be done by day. The Sudas Purim has to be done by day. But in general, Purim is Vilo Erev Yechalik Sholol. Purim is a nighttime Yom Tov. It was a Yom Tov that was given to us Bizman Hagolus during the night when there's a Hester upon him, when it's dark, when we do not have a Beis Hamikdash. And we do not have karbonis, as mentioned last week. There are no karbonis. We don't say halel because akati avdi da achashveiro shanan. As the Gemara says, one of the reasons why we don't say halel on Purim is because it was a nace that took place in Chutz La'aretz, which we don't say halel for, and because we still remained enslaved to Achashverosh. It wasn't the end of Golus yet, so it's a Golus Yom Tov. Chanukah is different. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that took place in Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah took place when we had a Beis HaMikdash. We were sacrificing Karbanos at the time. We were lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash at the time. Purim is the Yom Tov of Golus. Purim is the Yom Tov of nighttime. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. And here we learn that there are mitzvahs that are performed at night. Hekter chalovim ve'evarim, trumas hadeshan is done during the night time. Zois toiras ha'oila. In what way is tzav different than vayikra? We see throughout the psukim that vayikra talks about the actual sacrificing. Tzav speaks about learning about the sacrifices when we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara ends off, Maseches Menachos, Masechta that many started this few days, those who are learning Daf Yomi, began this Masechta. The Masechta ends off, the last Daf on Kuf Yud, on the Pasuk, Shir HaMa'alois Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'oimdim Beveis Hashem Ba'Leilois, all the servants of Hashem who stand in the house of Hashem at night time. My Ba'Leilois, what does it mean by night time? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Talmidei Chachamim Ha'oiskim Ba'Torah Ba'Leila. These are the Talmidei Chachamim who toil in Torah during the night. Ma'ala Alein HaKosov Ki'ilu Asukim Ba'Avoida. The Torah considers it as if they are actually involved in the sacrificing of the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, why only at night? And if they learn by day, it's not. Why does the Gemara stress that this is nighttime? Then the Gemara says here, La'olam zois al Yisrael. The Gemara quotes a pasuk here in Divrei Hayomim, which says that Karbonos will be around forever. La'olam zois al Yisrael, which we know is not true. So Amrav Gidol Amarav, which Mizbeach is this Gemara referring to? Zem Mizbeach Bonui. This is the Mizbeach that's built in Shamayim, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, as quoted last week. U'michoel sar ha-godl oimed u'makriv alav korban. Michoel, who is the great Malach, referred to as the sar ha-godl in Daniel. Malach Michoel, as we'll soon talk about, is the Malach of Ikfis of the Mashiach, the Malach that's going to defend the Jewish people during the worst times. He always did, and he will defend us at the end of time, as the pasuk says clearly in Perek Yud Beis of Daniel. He stands and sacrifices karbonos on this mizbeach. Therefore, there are always karbonos being sacrificed. Bizban Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayam, physically in the Beis Hamikdash, and even when not, Michoel sacrifices for us on the mizbeach in Shamayim. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, these are the Talmidei Chacham who learn the halachas of Avodah, those who learn the halachas of Karbonos. It's Ma'ala Aleim HaKosov Ki'ilu Nivna Mikdash Bimehem. The Torah considers it as if they actually built the Beis HaMikdash in their time. Omer Reish Lakish, and he quotes here a pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Tzav. Ma'idach Siv, famous Gemara, Zois HaTorah Lo'oila LaMincha V'LaChatas V'LaOshem. Kol Ha'oisek B'Torah Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila Mincha Chatas V'Oshem. One who learns Torah in general, doesn't have to be about specifically karbonos, it's as if he actually brought all the karbonos. Then the Gemara adds the same pasuk, but the psukim that we have here in the parasha, Zois Toiras HaChatos, Zois Toiras HaOshem, Zois Toiras HaOilah, Kol HaOisek B'Toiras Chatos is Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatos. The Kol HaOisek B'Toiras Oshem, Ki'ilu Hikriv Oshem. Rashi says, you can go and say the Kochim, the Mairi B'Hilchus Avodah. Those who learn the halachas, the parshiyos that talk about karbonos, we go through parshas tzav and vayikra with the rashis, with parashah bal peh, with the safra and so on. It's as if we are actually bringing karbonos. This is very much related to Purim because, as mentioned last week, the whole Purim came about because of the limud zchus on the day that Vashti was killed, when the Malach Michoel in Shamayim said to Hashem, at the party when Achashverosh is walking around desecrating the Big Day Kahuna, celebrating, rejoicing over what he thought to be the end of the Beis HaMikdash, said the Malach to Hashem, the Hakor of Elof Karshon Hashesar Admosa Sarshish Klum Hikrifu Lefanecha Korim B'nai Shana, that these people, these Persians, these Amalekim, whoever was there by the party, did they ever sacrifice karbonos? The Jews sacrificed karbonos. They deserve an ace. And the obvious question is, when was the last time that the Jews brought a carbon? This is towards the end of Galus Bavel. It wasn't for a very, very long time. And probably all those who attended the party never sacrificed the carbon in their life. But as the Gemara says here, the carbonos, the schus of carbonos is forever. La'olam zois al Yisrael. When we are not sacrificing, Malach Michoel is sacrificing. When Talmidei Chachamim are learning at night, nighttime, which means galus, when it's night, as the Or HaChaim says, that this parsha at the beginning here is hinting to us that one can consider, one can actually sacrifice a korban even when there's no Beis HaMikdash by learning about the korbanos. Zois toiras ha'oila. When does one have to learn about the oila and cannot actually bring it? Kol halayla, when it's nighttime, ad haboiker, till the morning, till Mashiach comes, till the geula occurs, which the geula, of course, is compared to the morning, the boiker, one learns about karbonos and it's considered as if one actually sacrificed karbonos. So here the Gemara quotes the pasuk, kol avdei Hashem ha'oimdim beveis Hashem balaylois. The pasuk, as mentioned previously, which is the source for Purim in the Torah, the first pasuk that talks about Purim in the Torah is in Parshas Vayechi in the bracha to Binyamin. Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Ba'boike yoichal ad v'lo erev yechalek sholol. Says Rashi, Ba'boike yoichal ad is referring to Sho'ul HaMelech in the morning, that's at the beginning. And then v'lo erev in the evening, which means after the Golos, after Nebuchadnezzar came, yechalek sholol is referring to Purim. We divided the spoils of Haman. That's the source for Purim. Unkelus translates this pasuk, which Rashi brings there too, as it's referring to karbonos. Ba'boike yoichal ad v'lo erev yechalek sholol is referring to the karbonos that were sacrificed in the morning and were eaten at night. Ba'boike yoichal ad v'lo erev yechalek sholol. So Unkelus translates, the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the portion of land of Binyamin, but Safra u'bepanya, in the morning and in the afternoon, they're going to sacrifice mekorban kahanaya karbona, u'le'idan ramsha, and in the evening, Yehoin Mefalgan, they're going to divide, split up, all the remaining portions, and also, of course, the Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim, which takes place at night. And the connection between the two, whether it's talking about the Karbonos or it's talking about Purim, is really one and the same, as mentioned last week. But based on this pasuk, we can perhaps hint to this pasuk, the words Ba'boiker Yoichal Ad, Velo Erev Yechalek Sholol, is exactly the gematria of the words that the Gemara brings here. Kol avdei Hashem ha'oimdim beveis Hashem ba'leilois, referring to Talmidei Chacham who learn Torah at night, that it's considered as if they're actually bringing karbonos. Purim is the Yom Tov that comes to us at night. Bizman hagolus, Mordechai was learning the halachas of karbonos, as the Gemara says. When Haman met him, he was learning with his talmidim the halachas of kmitza. He was learning about menachos. He was learning about flower offerings, the cheapest of all the karbonos, hinting to Haman, even if we don't have karbonos today, we have the Torah, which is forever, and learning about the karbonos as if we're actually bringing the karbonos. We always have karbonos, and if we're not being makrev the karbonos, Malach Michael is being makrev it for us. Says the Megala Amukas on these words that this year we're going to be reading, on the first day of Purim. Purim we lay in Parshas Beshalach at the end, the last 9 psukim. But in the Kriya of the Parshas HaShavua, as mentioned before, we read the first portion of Shmini Tol Sheni. There the pasuk says, Ki Hayoim Hashem Nir'o Aleichem. Says the Megala Amukas, quoting from the Arizal, Nir'o is the same letters as Aharon, and Aleichem is the same letters as Michael. So says the Megala Amukas, Aharon sacrifices here, and Michael sacrifices in Shemayim. Michael is the Sar HaGodol. What's the connection between Michael and Purim? Michael is the Malach that comes to us in the time of Hester Panim. This we see clearly from the story in Sefer Yehoshua. When Yehoshua ben Nun encounters the Malach for the first time, which the Gemara incidentally quotes this at the beginning of Megillah, when the Gemara is talking to us about how Mikra Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah and is Doicha Avoida. So the Gemara tells us there how powerful Limud HaTorah is, even more than Avodah. The Gemara quotes the Psukim here with Yehoshua's encounter with the Malach. And obviously, if it's a Masechta Megillah, it means it has a Shaychus to Masechta Megillah, it has a Shaychus to Purim. This Malach is the Malach of Purim, Michael, the one who was Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael on the last day of the party, when Vashti is killed, as mentioned last week. How do we know this is Michael? Because Rashi says so. Rashi says over here, who is this Malach that Yehoshua meets for the first time? Sar Tzva Hashem. Vayoyim Sar Tzva Hashem El Yehoshua, the commander of Hashem's legion, says to Yehoshua, remove your shoes, the place you're standing here is holy, and Yehoshua does that. And he tells Yahushua, Ani sar tzva Hashem atobos, I've come now. What does that mean, I've come now? So Chazal tell us, he wanted to come to us before, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't let. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet Ha'egel, when Hashem says, Hinei malochi yeleich lefonecha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Chet Ha'egel, I am no longer leading Klal Yisrael, I'm sending a malach instead. But who is that malach? In fact, he says, Hinei malochi yeleich lefonecha. Now, it's interesting, Rashi in Pashas Kisisa says that this Malach, Rashi in Mishpatim rather, says that the Malach was Malach Metatron, Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun, and Rashi says it's equal to the word Shaka, Shin Dalid Yud, Kishmi Bekirbo, and that's the Malach that Hashem is referring to. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want it, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Im Ein Panecha Hoylchim Al Taleinu Mizeh, so Hashem says, as long as you're alive, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malach will not come. But in the time of Yehoshua, he will. Hashem says, Pana yelechu lo eshlach od malach, I will not send the malach as long as you're alive. But as we know, in the time of Yehoshua, the malach comes. Yehoshua is not great enough to have the malach leave. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say to the malach, go, I don't want you here. We are going to be led by Hashem himself. When Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the world, then Malach Michoel comes. The Svarim HaMarami is in the helam of the word Moshe. The word Moshe, memshin, hey, the miloi, that means the part of his name which is hidden. The mem of mem mem shin yud nun hey aleph. So there's a mem, the miloi of Moshe of the mem is a mem. The miloi of shin is yud nun, and the miloi of hey is an aleph. Together, that's 101, is begamatria Michoel. When Moshe is not here, Michoel comes. Who takes over after Moshe Rabbeinu? Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun is compared to the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu is the sun, the Gemara says in Bava Basra. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, upnei Yehoshua kepnei Levona. Esther is the Levona. The Gemara says, why was she called Esther? There are different reasons why she's called Esther. One reason is because she kept herself hidden. Esther Miloshen Seser. And then the Gemara says, Esther is in whichever language it was, Istahar, perhaps that's the word star that we have today in English. Istahar, Aleph Yud Samach Tov Hei Reish says, Rashi the Megillah, Yoreach Yofek HaLevona, that Esther is compared to the Levona, and the Kiveiga brings down there the Targum of Yerach is Sihara, which has Samach Hei Reish, and the word Istahar, it's hinted in the word Esther. So Esther is the Levona. Esther is Hester Panim. Where do we know Esther in the Torah? The Gemara says, M'chulim v'anoichi haster aster panai b'ayim ha'hu. Purim is a time of Hester Panim. The Yom Tov came in a time of Hester Panim. One of the reasons that people wear masks, that it's a minute to wear a mask on Purim, is because it's a Yom Tov of Hester Panim. We hide our face because there's a Hester, it's a Yom Tov that came about in the time of Hester Panim. When Moshe is alive, there's no Hester Panim. After Moshe leaves, there's a Hester upon him. So Malach Michoel comes. When did Malach Michoel come to Yehoshua ben Nun? It was Tes Zayin Nisan. It was the day after the Mon. There was no more Mon. Vayishbois Haman Mimocharos, which is Tes Zayin Nisan. That's the day that Haman was hung. The day that Haman was hung is when the Malach comes to Yehoshua. And what does he call himself? Sar Tzva Hashem. As mentioned last week, Purim is mitzvah number 619. There are 620 mitzvahs, 613 midoraisa and 7 midorabanan. Chanukah is the last mitzvah, 620, and Purim is 619, equal to the word acharis. For the acharis Jews, for the acharis hayomim, acharis kereshis, achashveirosh is acharis kereshis. Sar tzva Hashem is begamatria acharis. This is the malach that comes in the time of acharis, when there's a hest upon him. There was a Hester Panim when Yehoshua took over Klal Yisrael in comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu. At the time of the Nes of Purim, there was a Hester Panim, Bimei Achashverosh. In our time, there's a Hester Panim, Va'anoichi Haster Aster Panai Ba'yayim Ha'u. Our time corresponds to the time of Purim. What happened then, Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther, Bimei Achashverosh, is what's happening now. And just like then, Malach Michoel, enter Malach Michoel defends Klal Yisrael. He will defend us now, or is defending us right now as we speak. That's the last parak of Daniel, referring to the Acharis Hayamim, the Ikfasid, the Mashiach, where the pasuk says, "Bo Eis Hahi." There will be an Eis Tzara Ashaloi Nihiyasim Ayaz Haisalagoi. We don't know exactly what that means, but it'll be a very, very serious moment in history, perhaps the last few hours, the last minutes of Golus. At that moment, Yamoid Michoel Hasar HaGodl. Michoel will stand up and defend Klal Yisrael, which the Navi Daniel talks about there in Perek Yud Beis. Michoel comes here to meet Yehoshua ben Nun now that there's a Hester upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer here, so Yehoshua takes over. Sar Tzivo Hashem is Begamatria Haman ben Amedosa Ha'agogi. Rashi says this is Malach Michoel. Michoel Sarchem. He quotes a pasuk in Daniel. Michoel Sarchem. Michoel Sarchem is Begamatria Esther. In the time of Esther, of Hester Panim, comes Malach Michoel. That's Malachi. Hine Malachi Yelech Lefonecha. Malachi is Oisiois Michoel. It's interesting too that the Gemara says, according to one opinion, Malachi is Mordechai. Malachi Mordechai, Malachi is Oisius Michoel. Therefore, Michoel is the Malach that's in Shamayim constantly being makriv nishmoisehen shel tzadikim, says the Medrash, based on this Gemara here in Menachos, nishmoisehen shel tzadikim. What does that mean? He's sacrificing the neshamas of the tzadikim. Tosfos here quotes that Medrash, yesh mishayim nishmoisehen shel tzadikim. Because the neshama of the tzaddik, the nefesh of a tzaddik, and every yid is a tzaddik, v'amech kulam tzaddikim, that's the rotzoin, the will. The nefesh is rotzoin. Im yeshes nafshechem, Rashi says, rotzoinechem. Purim is the yomtiv of rotzoin. We will makabel the Torah berotzoin. Lasois kirtzoin ish v'ish. Achashverosh wanted that no one should be forced to drink by the party, so they won't be blamed. Lasois kirtzoin ish v'ish. Let them do what they want. They should go there willingly. And we were zeich ben ahapechu to the Yom Tov of Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah HaTorah beratzon dafka, willingly. The giving over our ratzon to Hashem is more powerful than karbonos. And this we see in the Haftarah this week, in the Haftarah of Parsha Zohar, where Hashem says to Shaul through Shmuel, who Shaul left the animals live. He didn't kill all the animals of Amalek because he wanted to bring karbonos with these animals. He met L'shem Shemayim. He wanted to bring karbonos with these animals. Why waste them? Why kill them? And so Hashem says, "Hachefetz l'Hashem ba'olos." Is that what I want? I want karbonos. I want you to listen to me. That's what I want. I want you to listen and to do what I want. I want you to do my ratzon. That's what's important. Bizman shebeis hamikdash ayakayim, animals were sacrificed. Now our ratzon is sacrificed. Nishmoisein shel tzadikim, nafshoisein shel tzadikim, Michoel. The Kohen Gadol is Makriv. And how interesting is it that this year on Purim itself we read this pasuk in the Kriya of the Parshas HaShavuah of Hayoyim Hashem, Nira Aleichem, Aleichem Oisius Michoel, Nira Aroin and Aleichem is Oisius Michoel. Michoel the Malach, the defender of Klal Yisrael, joins us on Purim. Where do we see this? We see this in the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. The Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer tells us a very interesting medrash that the Gemara actually brings the Megillah, but the Gemara doesn't say who it is. The Gemara just says that there were Malachim that at the end, right when Haman is about to be killed, this is Tes Zayin Nisan, the same day that the Sar Tzivah Hashem, which Rashi again in Yehoshua says it's Michoel, in Chumash he says it's Malach Matat, the Ramban says it's Gavriel, but Rashi in Yehoshua says it's Michoel. On that day, Tes Zayin Nisan, the day that Haman is hung, was the second party that Esther made for Achashverosh and Haman. And after she reveals herself, there's no more Hester upon him, she reveals herself and she says who she is, and Kinimkarnu ani va'ami lahashmet laharoi go la'abed ve'ein hatzar shoy v'benezek ha'melech, and Achashverosh walks out of the party, v'ha'melech kom b'chamosoim mishtei ha'yayin al ginas ha'bisa, and then it says v'homon noifel al hami v'homon omad levakesh al nafshoi me Esther ha'malka ki chol sa'el v'aro, and then it says later v'homon noifel al hamita, says the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, Malach Michoel was there, and Malach Michoel picked Haman up and then dropped him on top of Esther. So Achashverosh comes in and says hagam lichposh es ha'malka imi b'aboyis. And the Radal, Reb David Luria, who wrote a parish on the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, says that the word v'homon, v'homon noifel al hamita, with a vav, v'homon is begematria Michoel. Michael picked Haman up. And then again, it says Michael was outside chopping the trees down. We know what the Gemara says, there were malachim outside that were chopping the trees. And they looked like Haman's children. And Achashverosh comes out and he asks them, what are you doing here? And they say, well, Haman told us to do it. So now Achashverosh is really in a rage. But who's involved here? Who's the one that pushes Haman on Esther? And who's the one that's outside cutting the trees? It's a malach. And which malach is it? It's Michael. And who else is there? Eliyahu HaNavi is there too. We say in the Zmirais of Motzei Shabbos, there's one piece at the end of the Hamavla Ben Kodesh L'Chol, which this year we'll say at Motzei Shabbos, Purim Mamish, Michael and Eliyahu together, it says in that piece there, Michael and Eliyahu together, both of them are Malochei Saniguri of Klal Yisrael, both of them are Malochim that give over, that deliver good news. Michael is the one who came and told Avraham Avinu, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, Aye Bigamatria Rosh Tevis Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim. He's the one that said, Shoiv Oshav Elecha Ko Eis Chaya V'hinei Bein L'Sarah Ishtecha. He was the one that was Mevaser that Yitzchak is going to be born. Yitzchak, that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Tzchoik, which is Purim. Purim has to do with Yitzchak. Purim is a hemshech of Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah, and Purim is Matan Torah. That's why the Imrei Emes also brings down from the Chedushei Harim on the pasuk by Yas Avram, Mishte Godel b'yayim hi gomel es Yitzchak. It was a Sudas Purim. Mishte Godel, he says, b'yayim hi gomel. Hi gomel is Oisius Megillah. So the Leida of Yitzchak, the good news that was told to Sarah that Yitzchak is going to be born, was said by Michael. And he's there by the story at the end when Haman is about to be killed. Michael is involved. And Eliyahu HaNavi is involved because Charvoina is Eliyahu HaNavi. Why do we say the Gam Charvoina Zochur Latoiv? There's only one other that we say Zochur Latoiv concerning him, and that is Eliyahu Zochur Latoiv. Because Charvoina here is not Charvoina. It was Eliyahu HaNavi who came in the image of Charvoina, and that's why Mefarshim say, if you notice in the Megillah, when Charvoina is mentioned for the first time, it says it with an aleph. But when he's mentioned there at the end of Perek Ches, Vayoyim Charvoina Echad Min Asarisim Asher Lefnei HaMelech Gam Hinei Ho'etz Asher Oso Haman, it's there, it says Charvoina with a hey. Hey, it's you do with it. The hey, when hey is one of the oisius of the Shem Havaya. And when the Navi, in this case when the Megillah switches from Aleph to Hey, so that's telling us that this is not Charvoina the person, this is Eliyahu in the image of Charvoina. So it was Eliyahu because they weren't privileged to see Eliyahu HaNavi, so they saw someone who looked like Charvoina, but really it was Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi is there, and he's the one that said, V'hinei ho'etz asher asa Haman, and as the Pirkei de Rebbe Elezer says, this is also the Pirkei de Rebbe Elezer, that he said that the eitz that Haman took from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we mentioned, there are two opinions where he got the eitz from. Was it from the Teva of Noach? Was it from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Pirkei de Rebbe Elezer is the source that he got the eitz from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, where the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur. And that's where Purim comes from. Purim is the Yom Tov that originates in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the place which is Lamailam and Azman, Lamailam and Amokim, as the Gemara in Megillah at the beginning quotes the saying of Rabbi Levi, who said, "Mokoyim ha'orayin einay min hamida." The orayin takes up no space; it could not be explained. It defies logic. It's l'mayla min adas. That's where Purim comes from. That's the eights that Haman took, which eventually he's hung on. Asher heichin loy. The eights asher heichin loy. Eliyahu HaNavi reveals this to Achashverosh. Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu, the Navi, the Eliyahu is going to come. Hine anoichi shaleach lechem is Eliyahu HaNavi lefnei boyoyim Hashem agodl v'hanoira. Eliyahu the Mevaser, he's the one that tells Achashverosh that Haman should be hung on this eitz that he wanted to hang Mordechai on. So here we see at the end of this, almost at the end of the story where Haman is killed, not the end of the story yet, it takes a while until Yud Gimel Adar when the Yidden take revenge from their enemies, but the Mapala of Haman, which takes place only a few days after the actual Gezeirah, that's how quick it took place. Tremendous Rizus. The Mapala of Haman takes place, Tezayin Nisan, with Michael and Eliyahu in attendance. Michael and Eliyahu are running the show here. and Michael, the Haman Neifel al Amita, and the Haman Omad Levakesh al Nafsha Meester Hamalka, all this is taking place with Michael's assistance. And Eliyahu HaNavi, in the image of Charvayna, is telling Achashverosh where the eights came from. So here in this parsha, we read about the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, as mentioned a few weeks ago, are the days in which Klal Yisrael are zeicha to a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Purim is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Yom Kippur is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. All three are related, are connected. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Rashi already tells us in Parshas Tetzaveh, Kach par echod, lechaper al ma'asa ha'egel shehu par. That the karbonis that were brought during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim were to bring about atonement for the Chet HaEgel. And here is where it's actually taking place. The 7 days to initiate, to inaugurate Aaron and his sons into the kahuna, that from now on the Shechina will rest in the Mishkan, and Klal Yisrael will be able to bring karbonis to be mechaper for their chatoyim, which are rooted in the Chet HaEgel. And even when we don't have it, we have Michael. And these karbonos were done by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol during these 7 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, whatever he does is eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach. Purim is Netzach. Shuasam ha'yitzol ha'netzach. Ne'imais b'minuch ha'netzach. That's why Moshe had to do this, so that it's forever. Even when we don't have it physically, it's forever. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, its effect is always, even when we don't actually have a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did it in Maisa Moshe Nitzchi. And that's why Moshe couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, because then it would never have been able to be destroyed. That's why the Mishkan was never destroyed. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu use here? He uses the Shemen HaMishcha to anoint the Mishkan, to anoint the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. The Shemen HaMishcha, which the first ingredient of Shemen HaMishcha is Mor Deror. The Mor Deror, which is Mordechai, Mordechai Menat Torah Menayin Shenema, Mor Deror, which is the first ingredient of the Shemen HaMishcha, mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, which is usually the Shabbos in which Purim falls out, here is being used. Shemen HaMishcha is actually being used here with the Mor Deror to anoint the Mishkan during these Shivas Yemei HaMiluim to bring about atonement for the Chet HaEgel. And therefore, the Gemara, as the Pasuk tells us here at the end of the Parsha, equates the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur and the 7 days prior to the burning of the Parah Aduma to the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, because we know Yom Kippur, the whole Yom Kippur came about because of Chet HaEgel. If not for Chet HaEgel, there would not have been a Yom HaKippurim. There would have been no need for a Yom HaKippurim. There would have been no need for atonement. There would have been no sin. There would have been no Averis. Yom Kippur is only because of the Chet HaEgel. Parah Aduma is only because of the Chet HaEgel. The Parah came, it says, Tova Ho'em Usakaneach Al Tzoyaz Beno, which is next week. Next week is Parashas Parah, which always comes after Purim. Parah Aduma, which is Lamailam and Adas, which is a Chayk, which we don't understand. It's Zayis Kukas HaTorah. There's absolutely no reason. It's totally Lamailam and Adas, Adela Yoda. Therefore, Parah and Purim are always connected. Purim, Parah comes right after Parah. Parah comes after Purim. So these three, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim and the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, the preparation for Yom Kippur, and the 7 days prior to the Sreifas HaPorah, are interrelated. Kasha Osa Bayoyim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasais Lechaper Aleichem. Leading us to the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, which is the day in which the Shechina comes down, Ki Hayom Hashem Nira Aleichem, which this year we read on Purim itself in the Parshas HaShavua. That's not mistakenly. We're not saying over here that Sunday morning we'll be laning from Shemini. That'll be done Monday morning. Sunday morning we lane the Purim laning. We're talking here clearly about the Parshas HaShavua, those who do the Parsha every day. It's the Parshas HaShavua. Purim falls out in the week of Shemini, which is the day of the eighth day in which the Pasuk says, Kach Lecha Egel. And Rashi says, Lohidi Hashem Mechaper Le'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Yedei Egel Zeh Al-Ma'aseh Ha'Egel She'osah. Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Purim is like Yom Kippur and even greater. So if Yom Kippur is Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, Purim is definitely Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. By the Egel it says, they ate and they drank. On Purim we eat and we drink and we rejoice and we laugh. The only day really that it's mutter to laugh, it's a bechina of la'asid lovay, oz yimolei sechoik pinu, to be mesakein for the vayakumu letzacheik by the Chet HaEgel. And to be misaka in the chet of Hishtachavah Litzelem, which also brought about the Gezeira of Haman, as Chazal tell us. Many of us view Purim as a sort of a relaxing, a day of having a good time and a day of making fun and having enjoying ourselves and laughing and being comical and so on. It's a day that's l'mayla min adas, that's true, but Purim has a tremendous koyach, including the days prior to Purim. The 3 days prior to Purim, the Sfarim say, like the Shloshes Yemei HaGebolah, just like there are 3 days before Shavuos that we prepare for Matan Torah, the 3 days before Purim are even greater, because Purim is Kabbalas HaTorah Beratzayim, which is a higher level of Torah. The Megillah is higher than the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, as the Ksam Sofer tells us, which is hinted in the Gemara. So preparing for Purim is even greater than preparing for Shavuos, and it's tantam, it's compared to preparing for Yom Kippur. If one would realize how powerful Purim is, especially in our time right now, where we find ourselves in a tremendous Hester Ponim, the way they found themselves then, Bimei Achashverosh, in a tremendous Hester Ponim. We don't understand why Rachmana Litzlan, a father and a mother and 3 children, were butchered to death on a Friday night. But that for sure, one thing we know, that they are karbonos. They are karbonos for the entire generation. We shouldn't have to come on to that, but they are karbonos for the entire generation. And this is right before Purim. Amish right before Purim, which is like Yom Kippur. Who knows what effect this is having l'mayla, what Malach Michoel is doing right now. And who knows why there was this tremendous earthquake and tsunami and radiation fallout and all the scares, all the pachad that we're hearing from minute to minute. We don't know. We don't have a Navi today who could tell us exactly what's going on. But clearly there's something major going on in the world. One has to be blind not to see, not to feel, not to be nargish, that these are very, very big times that we're in now. And especially that it's right before Purim. Purim is a tremendous Yom Tov. And the unrest in the Arab world. Malach Michoel right now in Shemayim, it has to be, is being Malamit Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Malach Michoel, just like then, in the time of Purim, was involved in bringing down the Mapola of Haman, and being Malamit Tzchus and defending Klal Yisrael because of the Tzchus of the Karbonis that we have. Baruch Hashem, right now, during the time of Purim, thousands, hundreds and thousands of Yidden are learning Zvachim and Menachos, are learning about Karbonis, Zoyz Teiras Ha'oila, Zoyz Teiras Ha'chatos, Kala Oisek B'Teiras Oila Ki Ilu Hikriv Oila. And this time that we're in now, which is Laila, the end of the night, right before the Alois HaShachar, Esther is compared to the Shachar, Esther is Ayelas HaShachar, right before the Geula, we are now in the darkest period of time. The Anoichi Haster Astir. And this will turn around, like Mordechai we see in the Megillah, becomes the Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverosh. Haster Astir is Begematria, Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverosh. The Hester itself will turn into tremendous Gilui. That's the whole purpose of the Megillas Esther. Amalek Asher Korcha Baderech. Amalek, you hear all these pundit, all these journalists and all these, if you're allowed to listen to any of them, talking about how this, the earthquake means this, and it's because of this, so they're predicting another earthquake here and there, as if it's all teva, it's all coincidences, it's all asher karcha baderech, it's just a mikra ba'alma, they say, it's just a happening. It happens every 100 years, every this, it's normal, shifting of the earth under the ground, this happens, that this is normal, that's normal. They recognize that this is a very abnormal earthquake. They know that such an earthquake doesn't happen. This is there was hardly ever such an earthquake, such a magnitude, kamat never happens. But they try to rationalize, they try to explain it al piteva. That's Amalek, Asher Korcha Baderech Vayizanev Becha, which is Begematria Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is the Hepech. Megillas Esther, Purim teaches us that even in the time of Esther, we have to see in everything Hashgachas Hashem, that every detail, every part of this earthquake and tsunami and radiation, whatever's happening, is all Yad Hashem. It's all Hashgacha Nifloa. Everything that's happening, whether it's in the Arab world and it's in Eretz Yisrael and Japan or wherever it is all controlled by Hashem. Every leader of the world is being controlled. Leif Malachim b'yad Hashem. It's all Hashem. There's no such thing as Asher Karcha Baderech. And Mamish, right now, as we're getting ready to read the Parsha of Zohar, the Asher Karcha Baderech, we have this nisoyan to have to listen to all these scientists and seismologists, whatever they're called, giving us the reason why there was an earthquake and trying to explain to us that they know the reason. They understand it. Al Piteva, why there's an earthquake. That's Asher Karcha Baderech. That it's just a mikra ba'alma. We have to realize it's vayikra. Vayikra, like we read last week. Vayikra, everything is a calling from Hashem. Even though it's a small aleph, it's a hester upon him. We don't have a Navi today to tell us, mamash, what's going on. But there's something definitely going on. And we should talk about zeichem. Megillas Esther. Megillah means to be megala. To be megala, the nitzot elikus. To be megala, the godliness that exists in the hester upon him. That's the highest Madrega. When we're zeichet to gilui upon him, we see it. That's not such a madrega. But when we don't see it, we have to believe it. Which that's Purim is lamaylam and adas. Purim is adala yoda. Purim is amuna, which is the Shar Hanun. The Shar Hanun of kedusha, the hepech of the Shar Hanun of tuma that we find ourselves in now. Even after such an event, such a catastrophic event, you still have those saying that it's teva, it's mikra ba'alma. That's the Shar Hanun that the world has stooped so low into, this Shar Hanun that the world cannot recognize that this is Yad Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah, and we know that everything is Yad Hashem. And especially this is happening Purim time, in a time of Nisim, a time of Yeshua'is, for Nefla'is, for Klal Yisrael. We should be zoich like Bayamim Ahem, Bizman Hazeh. We should see with our own eyes, Be'enei Basar, we should see the Nisim of Purim. And we should be zeichetak before Purim ready to v'nahapoichu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heima b'sayin ehem. Just like in those days, we were zeichet to see revenge being taken. The Megillah stresses that it was nekama from the enemies of Klal Yisrael, that the Jews were given permission to defend themselves. Achashverosh said, yeah, that they have a right to defend themselves. L'hinokei me'oyveihem. So too in our time, we shouldn't have to take revenge. Hashem will do it for us. We should be zeichet to see the nekama that Hashem will take for all those, unfortunately, whose blood was spilled. May we see it in our time and immediately, and be zeichet to a great Purim this year.